Republican House Speaker Cliff Rosenberger of Clarksville has suggested that a plan to stop cities from raising the minimum wage might pop up during lame duck. But Republican Senate President Keith Faber of Salina says an opinion filed by Attorney General Mike DeWine has already answered that question.
If I understand his opinion right, the constitutional provision would prohibit local municipalities from altering the state minimum wage. So unless that's not accurate, which somebody needs to convey to us, I'm not sure that it's necessary.
In the meantime, a ballot initiative to raise the minimum wage in Cleveland to $15 is set to get a vote in May of next year. Andy Chow, at the Ohio Public Radio State House News Bureau.